With us this morning we have Dame Shirley, but also we have Kate Partington.
Yeah.
Okay, and Kate is from Cowes Academy, as they call it now.
Yeah.
So you've been with us for about an hour and a half. How are you finding the four-piece course so far?
Yeah, it's been really nice, actually.
It's all downhill from now on. So what are you, 16 years old?
16, yeah.
Are you in like sixth form or is this the last year?
It's my last year of GCSEs.
So you've got loads of exams coming up.
Looking forward to it.
Are you?
No.
What are the ones you're going to be, you know, okay in, and what are the ones you're going to struggle with?
Probably art, drama and English should be all right in.
Okay.
The academics.
Okay, and the others you might struggle in? Maths and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. All the sciencey maths kind of things are quite hard for me.
Okay. Do you now, as a 16-year-old, have a plan for when you leave school, or when you go? You're obviously going to go into the sixth form.
I think I'm going to go off to Node Hill College, actually.
Okay.
So, my thinking about doing art, fashion, English, and philosophy there.
Right. Philosophy. Crikey. Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Are you
looking forward to that, or are you thinking?
I am, actually. Yeah. Be good. Nice to get out of the same place you've been in for about 5 years or so.
So you've been at Cowes Academy for 5 years,
yeah,
and you're going to go to Node Hill. Are you from Cowes? Are you from Newport?
I live in Cowes, yeah.
Okay, so you'll be doing a little bit of travelling into Newport. Heard good things about Node Hill Sixth Form College as well. So good luck with that. And then what do you want to do when you do move on? I mean, you're here. You've chosen to come in and do the four-piece course, which is media. Is media on the agenda for you?
Maybe. I mean, we didn't have it as an option to do Cowes, so I'm not too sure what it would be like as a subject. But
do you know what, I think it's really, really sad, and we're gonna record this and we're gonna send it to them and we're gonna send it to other high schools too, because what I want them to do is really, really have a look and see what media does. If you do media studies, you've come in today and you seem a fairly confident young woman.
Thank you.
By the end of the week, I guarantee you'll be oozing confidence, and you'll be reading the news, you'll be doing your own show, you'll be doing this, you'll be doing that, you'll be bossing me around, you'll be bossing Shirley around, and it just gives you that confidence and that communication skill. One thing I haven't seen so far is you staring at your phone, which is great, because that's what most teenagers do, isn't it? They sit there, you're having a conversation with them, and they ain't really listening, they're looking at your phone, but you haven't done that. Mind you, it hasn't helped because we've nailed it to the wall, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
So, what are your interests?
I really enjoy like art and music. Obviously, I'm learning how to play bass and guitar, guitar and piano at the moment. So
excellent. Good for you. Are you in a band? Are you looking for a band? Or?
Not really. I just enjoy playing as an instrument. I think it's just really good. Good fun as well. So
okay, and you like art, so what sort of art are we liking?
Well, I do art as a subject, so it's mainly just like drawing and things like that in school.
So drawing, you know, because my mum's in the watercolour, and she'd be grilling you now about watercolour and different types of paint. So it is drawing pencil wise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, have you got any work you could show us? Maybe we could put on the website a little bit later on.
Yeah, could bring some in. I guess.
Maybe you could do something for us. Could you sketch Dame Shirley?
Not very well.
We could make her look a little bit better than she does. Could you or not?
Cold.
We'll check that out a little bit later on, and we'll put it on your profile. Hopefully, you've got some drawings there that we can show the rest of the world. That's not no pressure there at all.
Yeah.
So you've got no idea what you want to do when you leave school?
Not at all.
Do you hear that question on a regular basis?
Almost daily, yeah.
Is it irritating?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, hopefully by the end of the week, you may have an interest in radio, or you may be saying, do you know what, thanks for a good week, but I've got no interest in radio whatsoever, thank you. We'll talk more in a little while. Are you going to be doing a top five songs? Just give us a flavour of your favourite music.
Big fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I like pop music quite a lot, so Beyonce and Michael Jackson and all that kind of thing.
Wow, Michael Jackson. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers as well. You've been around since you have been around,
yeah,
Dame Shirley.
Yeah.
They've been around for years.
They have, yeah.
And Michael Jackson started out in the 60s as well. So is that pretty much what your mates are listening to as well, similar sort of stuff?
Well, I don't know. I mean, everyone that I hang around with, we all have really varied music taste and things. But, I mean, we all do listen to, like, the top 40 and things, so we can kind of talk about that.
Who's number one at the moment, do you know?
I actually don't know.
All right. Well, it should be, or it would be very soon. It would be David Bowie, I guarantee
it. Definitely.
It's probably Adele, is it now?
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
There was history made this week. Justin Bieber has the top three singles, which has never been done, not even by the Beatles or Rolling Stones or anybody else.
But you played one the other day by him, and it was good.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I did as well.
What do you mean? That's my favourite.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm now a, what do they call him, a Bieber fan?
Belieber.
I'm a Belieber.
Oh, you're a Belieber.
I'm half Belieber and half
a little
not.
Bit Belieber.
There's a song coming, isn't there?
There is.
The Monkees will probably, you know.
I'm a Belieber.
I'm a Belieber. All right, we'll chat more in a mo, and we're going to get you to read the news as well.
Okay.
And you should see, because you've got really amazing hair.
Thank you.
It's grappled me quite much. You've got all this amazing hair. It's really, really curly. And you reminded me of, and you've searched out a picture of the lady from the film, or the young girl from the film. She was about 5 or 6 when she was in it, Curly Sue.
Yeah.
And you look like a dead ringer for Curly Sue, like 10 years on. All right. So
thank you.
Hopefully that's not an insult.